Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news. So I said to you last night that Sunday morning news in the UK can be very different to the rest of the week. I was hoping for something good. I was hoping for something new. And I've got to say it's not, because we've been linked to, yes, Calvert-Lewin. We'll delve into that straight away, of course. I've also got an update on Onana from very good information from within the club. We've also got a development around Jadon Sancho and a move to Turkey again, this time with Solskjaer. And it's popping off big time in the community around a certain topic. But let's start off topical. We're going to talk about Calvert-Lewin. Somebody in the chat just said, how is Calvert-Lewin still playing? I thought he was 50. It was Glizzy. So is Calvert-Lewin still playing? Thought he was in his 50s. No, he does still play. He's just left Everton. He's 28. He'll be 29 next. He is on £100,000, or was on £100,000 a week at Everton. He's now a free agent and he's looking for a big payday. I mean, what better place to turn up than Carrington? I mean, to be honest with you, it's totally logical. It's the sort of stupid deal Man United would do. So he's a striker. He's cheaper than Delap. He's played in the Premier League. So he's Premier League proven. There's no transfer fee. And we can hide everything under agent fees and wages and everything else. So we were linked to Calvert-Lewin about 14 months ago. It was March 2024. We were genuinely looking at him. It was coming in from very good sources. Man United have had him, for whatever reason, on their list since Ineos have came in. I mean, bloody Ineos should be on a list for having Calvert-Lewin on a list. And they should all be going to their doctors tomorrow. But look, it would not surprise me. As outlandish as it is, it would not surprise me. It would be incredibly stupid. It would be absolutely disgusting, but it would not surprise me. In many ways, it would reflect what Man United are now, a club that's finished 15th and is miles away from where it should be. Signing someone like Calvert-Lewin on a free is exactly what a 15th place club does to try and get mid-table. So, you know, let's take a risk on an injury-prone, bang average striker. So it wouldn't surprise me if we did this. I'm not even going to sit here and ridicule it, because it really genuinely wouldn't surprise me. What I will do is take a deep breath and tell you why we must not do this deal. Point one, he's not actually that good. He's not. I watched him play at Old Trafford. I don't know whether it was last year or the year before. He was absolutely shit. He was absolutely dreadful. I don't know whether it was last season or the year before. He played up front against us. He was crap. He's just bang average. He is not. It's not like he's Harry Kane with injuries. Like he's like Ighalo with injuries. He's just not. He's just bang average. He's just not very good. Secondly, he's 28. So first of all, not very good. Second of all, he's 28. And this sort of brings into point three, he's injury prone. So you buy a player for free who's 28. He will want a big contract, because at 28, it's your last big contract. So he's going to want 4 or 5 years. You give a 28-year-old Calvert-Lewin 4 or 5 years. In the last two seasons, he's had 6 hamstring injuries with significant layoffs. You buy a 28-year-old and give him a 4 or 5 year contract who's had 6 different hamstring injuries in the last 2 years, he's definitely going to have a lot of hamstring injuries in the next 5 years. So you're basically just paying 150 grand a week for somebody to keep Luke Shaw company. You know, you're basically buying Luke Shaw a football friend. Oh, football friend. Calvert-Lewin's here to sit next, to lie next to you on the bed. Not like that. I mean, in like Carrington's bloody fitness department or wherever they deal with injured players. So, yeah, bang average player. I didn't say he was rubbish. Someone's saying he's not that bad. I didn't say he's rubbish, ready, steady, cook. I said he's bang average. He's 28. He wants a big contract. He's injury prone. He's already on 100k a week, so he's going to want 150k a week. No, 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 no. Absolutely no on every single level. There's nothing about this deal that makes me think, Mom, let's maybe... You know what? You know what? Even Jamie Vardy would make more sense than that, and that would make me throw up. This deal is just... It stinks. It absolutely stinks. The only positive is most of the reports are from shit sources, and it's a Sunday morning story. So I hope it's just nonsense, but United could do with, you know, I know United don't normally comment on transfer stories, but if I was United, I'd put a statement out because you do not want to get associated with this shit. When you're already having a bad transfer window, you don't want this to be associated with you as well. He got 3 goals last season. Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not saying he couldn't score goals. I'm just saying the reasons for me are 5. He's not that good. He's 28 and wants a long contract. He's massively injury prone. He'll want 150 grand a week and we'd be stuck with him for years. Absolutely no. Absolutely no. Absolutely not. But Richard Walker says he's got to say his agent's done a great job to send an entire fan base into meltdown. You know what? His agent has done a good job. But the problem with it is, can you honestly look me in the eye and say Ineos wouldn't do this? And that's the thing. It's hopefully a big load of bollocks. But I have to say, it wouldn't surprise me if the club did it. It just wouldn't. It really, really wouldn't. What a tragic transfer window if we get him, says Thierry. Dominic can't but lose happy days. We're back, says Damien. This is a joke. I'm so used to United signing strikers, players. We can get the Mbeumo deal done and we are sit. Joke. Neo, you need to calm down. You've just put words together there. I don't know what. I think you're basically saying it's a joke. Amrim, super plan revealed, says Robert McCormack. I would rather recruit Collera than Calvert-Lewin, says Mike JW. Emily Derry says, 3-year plan to win the league and they want to do it with Everton's cast-offs. The only direction we would go with that is down. What a clever bit of business. Wilcox at the wheel, says One Inch Wonder. I'd rather tear my ACL than get DCL, says Christian. Thank you very much for that. Okay, Calvert-Lewin uses brawn trimmers over Manscaped, says Mel. I mean, the other thing about Calvert-Lewin is as well, he's very brandwear as well. He does a lot of like modelling and stuff, doesn't he? We don't want players like that. We don't need people who are very conscious of off-field activities. We need footballers. That's what we need at Manchester United. I'd rather get Rooney out of retirement to Zero Blade. Yeah, exactly. This would go down. I think this would be probably one of the worst signings we've contemplated doing in a decade if we did it. So hopefully it's a big load of shit. I'd rather have a fridge magnet up front as well. Yeah, definitely. Good points. Calvert-Lewin, thank you very much. Okay, let's move on. I want to talk about the Onana story because this is coming in from our source. We've had a few bits over the summer, especially at the start of the summer. It was March when we were told that Amrim wanted Onana out. He respects him, he likes him, but he wants his own goalkeeper. We also had the Delap story for everyone else. Semenyu we weren't in for. Garnacho leaving for anybody else. Yoro was starting in the final. No one else knew that. So we've had little bits. Very good. But it's gone very quiet for the last 6 weeks because most people have been off. Well, they're coming back to work. So asked this morning about what the situation is with Onana. They're not back in amongst it yet to know definitively what's happening. But this is what I was told about Onana. So the situation with Onana is that he's very likely to be Man United's goalkeeper next season. And the explanation for that is this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking it down, what's happened with Inanna is quite simple when you look at what the story's always been. Amrim wants a new goalkeeper and sees it as very, very important. Manchester United have got many other things to do and don't have a lot of money. Inanna doesn't want to leave and is in a very strong position on a very well-paid contract. So Amrim wants to replace him. Man United have got a lot of other things to do and don't have the budget, and Inanna won't move. That is why Inanna is very, very likely to stay. The way I would put it, and we were discussing it this morning, is that if you're going into the winter, September time, and you know that your windows are, you know, letting in the cold, and you know that your roof is going to let in the rain, and you only have the budget, but you also know your boiler is on its last days, you get three quotes. Roof guy says, that's going to leak. You're going to get a lot of damage if you don't get that fixed before the winter. Window guy says, you're going to be really cold if you don't get that sorted out. Boiler guy says, I actually think you could get through the winter with it and replace it next year. And I think that's what United are doing. I think the roof and the windows are absolutely essential, and the boiler we can get by, even though we need a new one. And I think that's the way United are looking at it. I think they're going, we need the number 10s, we need the striker, we do want a goalkeeper, but we reckon we might be able to get by with what we've got, because surely Inanna's good enough to get us fifth place. And I think that's the risk United are going to take, and we don't like it. We don't like it, do we? But it is the explanation. Would a Chelsea, an Arsenal, a Liverpool, or a Man City take that approach? Probably not. Would Manchester United take that approach with the owners we've got? Absolutely. If there's a way to save money and get by, they will do it. And I think that the problem with this is, and I was this is what I was told this morning as well, is that unless Amrim walks in tomorrow, and you know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility. If Amrim walks in tomorrow and says to Inanna, you're not my goalkeeper, get out, then maybe things could change very, very, very quickly. But there has been no movement from Inanna or his agent to try and find a move. And Inanna changed his agent early this year. They dabbled with Saudi, but apparently he doesn't fancy it, and there's nobody else. So there is no active... Look, you look at Rashford, you look at Garnacho, you look at Anthony. Their agents at the moment are busy. They're busy trying to find moves. Inanna's agent's not busy. They're like, go back tomorrow, smile on your face, go on the tour, you'll be the goalkeeper. I mean, Bienda's more likely to go than you. There is no pressure. You don't need to leave. And it's not ideal. It's not ideal. But I think the boiler situation analogy explains it perfectly. We definitely need a new one. But there's other areas that are going to cause us more damage. So it's disappointing. But I think to be honest, the way it was explained to me, I sort of was quite not happy about it. Not understanding of it. I think it's unacceptable. But accept it. Because it's who we are. Like, who do we actually think we are? I mean, we're not Liverpool. We're not Chelsea. We're not Arsenal. We're not acting like them. We're not run like them. We're not successful like them. We're not in the Champions League like them. As soon as we lost that Europa League final, I did actually think there's going to be damage because of that. And I think for a time, we started to flirt with the idea that people like Emi Martinez want to come here. Costa's available. Gyökeres might come here. We might get someone like, you know, Richard Rios in the midfield. We might get, you know, Mbeumo and Cunha and have a really good window and sell loads of people. And, you know, it's nice to dream. But the reality kicks in quite quickly. When have we ever had a good transfer window? And when were we, why were we ever going to have a good transfer window heading into what we knew was going to be a challenge? So, yeah, I think with Onana, unless Amrim's got a magic trick up his sleeve to force him out, I think we're going to have to put up with that. And the question is Onana good enough to get Manchester United to fifth place? I mean, he bloody better be. I mean, if we're being actually seriously here and we're not talking about him being a professional volleyball player who palms it back into danger. I mean, what a pleasure it was last night watching Donnarumma and Neuer. I mean, not only did they make great saves, but they also show you what a goalkeeper should do. You make the save and you put it out of danger. It's like, I don't know about you. I glaze goalkeepers these days. Because I'm so used to watching a goalkeeper who makes a save and palms it back into danger. And then people who don't know anything about goalkeeping in the chat go, what a save. And you sort of go, it's not really a good save, is it? He's saved the shot well, but he's not put it into a good place. You watch people like Donnarumma and Neuer and, you know, other goalkeepers. They make the save and they put it out of danger as well. And we're not used to that. But on a serious note, yes, he's a bit of a clown. And yeah, he'd be better off playing volleyball in the Olympics, but we paid £50 million for him. He got to a Champions League final with Inter. He bloody better be good enough to get us top five. I mean, he's not good enough for us to win a league title, but neither's the team. If we've got to, if the scenario is what the scenario is, you've got to get on with it. And Rob Always United says, I think Onana will cost us games. I'm sure he will cost us goals. I can't see him going from what he is to, you know, David De Gea or anything like that. But realistically, we should be able to get fifth with Onana if we score enough goals. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being a fantasist. But if we bought a goalkeeper and given him 150 grand a week and paid £50 million for him, and we don't think he's good enough to get us fifth place, I mean, that's very, very concerning. And what I'm talking about, though, I'm not talking about a team that's going to score a goal at the other end and rely on a clean sheet. We'll never get fifth place doing that. What I'm saying is, if we can score, you know, if we can average two goals a game, so sometimes we're scoring three, sometimes we're scoring one, I would expect him not to be conceding four. He will cost us goals, but if we can start scoring more at the other end, maybe we can. No, if we can start winning games 3-2, 3-1, 2-0, things like that, then maybe he can do it. But look, there's no maybe about it. It sounds like it's going to have to be the scenario, isn't it? Sam Churnley says Onana isn't good enough to get us to fifth. Poor keeper disrupts the confidence and performance of the back five. It's a compounding effect. I think this is a very good analysis, Sam, actually. Just before we move on, it's something I noticed massively in the last few games of the season. Yoro, Maguire, De Ligt, Mazraoui. You can just see the lack of Dorgu. Dorgu and Onana had that mistake, didn't they, where everyone blamed Dorgu. I think Onana running out didn't help him at all. I don't think the back five have got any, confidence in the goalkeeper as well. And that's something that, you know, how do you change that realistically? But look, we'll have to wait and see what happens with it. Just coming in from Italy, Matte Maratto says Manchester United had already negotiated with Douglas Luiz in recent months and have now returned to the charge to sign him. Everton and Fulham have also required. I don't know this source is accurate. Italian, Man United buying a midfielder when we haven't sold anybody. Maybe we are going to force Casemiro out as well. Look, but would you be happy with Douglas Luiz? I mean, there's noise. I mean, God, I'm not even counting out as bloody signing Calvert-Lewin, so I'm certainly not going to count out Douglas Luiz. But there's definitely noise there. But as YC says, look at who we're competing with there. Look at the teams we're competing with. Everton and Fulham. If you go for Douglas Luiz, then we've got to be moving a midfielder.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Haven't we? We've got to be going. We've got to be moving on a midfielder. Look, what I will say is, and this is just pure opinion, I get the feeling that the ruthlessness from ruthless Ruben hasn't finished. We saw on Friday the brief that five players want to leave, and some of them say they don't want to leave. I don't think that's it. I actually get the feeling that we might see something else happen, whether it's an Onana, whether it's a Luke Shaw, whether it's a Casemiro. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another player that gets told to go face-to-face, respectfully. None of this brief stuff. I think he's treated Garnacho and Rashford and Sancho like that because he doesn't respect them. But I think he probably respects some of the other players and he might wait to have a chat with them face-to-face. So I think Rasmus will be told face-to-face. I think Rasmus has gone on holiday. I think his agent's probably had a little bit of a look around. I think he probably wants to stay at Man United. I think the chat with Amrin this week will decide Rasmus's future. And whether I know that or not, I'm not going to disclose, but I think it's very, very clear that Rasmus is a player that's going to speak to Amrin this week because there is a respect there from the manager. He will speak to him and he'll tell him face-to-face whether he's keeping him or not. That could happen with Casemiro. That could happen with Onana. That could happen with Luke Shaw. So I don't think we're at the end of the ruthless Ruben era. I think he's done that because he doesn't want Rashford or anybody else back at pre-season. But I think people like Onana and Rasmus and Casemiro, he likes and respects. And he's got no problem with them coming to Carrington and training with the first team. But I think he'll say, look, you can train here. You can go on the tour. But ultimately, I would like you to find another club. And we will help you to do that. And I think that I think there's going to be more ruthlessness definitely coming in. And maybe that opens up a move for Douglas Luiz, because as we know, Jadon Sancho is heavily linked to Juventus. I mean, I don't know how a swap deal works. Interestingly, on Sancho as well, Karaki, can you get me Sancho's number? Yeah, I'm looking to buy him at Besiktas. Yeah, can you get me his number? Thanks, Karaki. Apparently, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is now interested in Jadon Sancho at Besiktas. Now, he did sign Sancho, didn't he? Barely got to use him because he was gone by November. But look, I think with Sancho, he's got more clubs interested than Tiger Woods. He's had Fenerbahce, Napoli, Chelsea, Juventus. Now we're back in Turkey again. I think with Sancho, just bloody find a club. That's all we need to happen. So if Ollie and Besiktas are interested, have you got the money? Have you got the readies? If you ain't got the readies, we're not even negotiating, you know? It's like someone coming round your house when it's on the market and you say to the agent, have they actually got a mortgage offer? No. Well, they ain't bloody having a look then, are they? So I think that definitely needs to happen. John says, when are the July signings happening? Can't wait for the next spin. Ruthlessness from the manager is great, but useless without real support behind it. Look, we spoke to our source this morning. They're all back this week. Training starts tomorrow. It's a staged return. Not everybody will be back tomorrow. I'm not sure Bruno's back tomorrow. Obviously, he was at that funeral of Jota and his brother yesterday. We haven't had a summer tournament, but some players did play international football, so they might get a little bit longer. Some players will want to be back because they're doing pre-season work anyway. We've seen Maynou and Yoro. So I think a lot of players are back this week, which means a lot of conversations can take place. It's 2 weeks yesterday that we play our first pre-season game. So the positive about this summer transfer window is that, and I will say this, and it's a very important point, this pre-season is really important. Source Sports News, it's really important, isn't it? But if we just had the Euros, Amrin wouldn't be getting some of his players back till the end of July. So he wouldn't get a pre-season because end of July, middle of August, you'd get 2 weeks with people. So no World Cup, no Euros. Next summer, a lot of our players won't be back training until the end of July because a lot of them will have played in the World Cup. And I think this is why a lot of you and I are very frustrated with the board, because not only is this pre-season massively important because of the change in system and it's the manager's first pre-season, it's also a rarity pre-season where everybody's had the same time off and everybody's coming back for most of July to train together. So he's basically coming back with the same squad, which is a crime. But he has got such a long period and we've messed it up, really. So I'm hoping that because it's... because, look, Mbeumo's going to miss a week of pre-season no matter what. Even if we sign him on Monday... medical photos, he ain't going to be bloody training with us until back end of next week at the earliest. So, yeah, hopefully things will start escalating quick, but we'll have to wait and see. Why do we never replace players that leave? Because no one ever bloody leaves. It's like the Hotel California, Man United. You can check out anytime, but you'll never leave. Check in anytime, but you'll never leave. Ali Johnson says, why do we never replace the players that leave? Why do we need to sell before we buy when we've just lost Lindelof, Eriksen and Evans? We are rubbish. A trouble with Eriksen, Lindelof and Evans is they weren't really players, were they? They weren't players you needed to replace because we never bloody used them anyway, really. Can't wait for Ruben's infinite number of interviews starting tomorrow. This needs to seriously stop this season. What do you think, Mark? Mate, they'll get him out doing interviews every bloody day, because they know it's a headline and it covers up for their incompetence. That's why do you think Amrin did so many interviews last year? The club were using him to deflect. Get him out for another interview. Get him out for another interview. Fall guy, fall guy. You know, I played Fall Guys at the weekend during that game I used to play on the PS5. It used to be like little SpongeBob characters and Darth Mauls and everything. Now it's just loads of little Amrins, because he's the fall guy, isn't it? We're not in Europe and this is the perfect time for the board to be ruthless. There's no expectation this season. Talk a bit more to the fans and the uppers can get decent PR, says Jay Law. Could Southampton be an option to Shaw? He's pure profit right now, says Keith. He's pure profit to us if anyone gives us any bloody money, but they'd have to give him 200 grand a week. Got no chance. No chance. John, thank you very much for your super chat. If it's the only way to get Sancho gone, then yes, says Dave. Reaction times of Onana are too slow for the Premier League. I mean, look, fundamentally as a goalkeeper, he ain't it. He ain't that guy. Onana is symbolic of United under the Glazers, willing to put up with substandard players because changing it would cost too much. It's business again and not football, says Patrick. Oh, 100%. 100%. This is a business decision. They can't get rid of him. They want to get rid of him, but they can't get rid of him unless he wants to go. So it is a business decision. Yeah, it's like the boiler. That's a, you know, if your boiler needs replacing, but you think it will get through the winter, and you gamble with that, you're doing it for a financial reason, because you don't want to spend on the boiler. And that's what United are doing. It's a financial one. Onana isn't good enough to get his fifth. I've done that from Sam. Jay Law Lloyd, welcome to the Members Club as well. Thank you very much. I just wanted to touch on very, very quickly. Bruno Fernandes. So, should we have let Bruno Fernandes go for £100 million to Al Hilal? I think we should, and I'll explain why. But some of you were getting very angry on the evening show last night about why we're talking about this. Bruno's a legend. You're such a hater. You're so disrespectful in the chat talking about selling Bruno. Whether you like it or not, this is a big decision that Man United made. In a summer of transfer window where they've not made many big calls or many big moves, this was a big call. And I'm not going to apologise for it when it keeps coming up again, because it's going to keep coming up. What this isn't is some Bruno FC player FC against Bruno haters FC. This is not what it is. This was a business transaction, massively overinflated price of pure cash profits, not staged installments. This was £100 million coming straight into the football club for our best player, who is also 31. for a club that's on its arse, got no money and needs a major rebuild.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's what it was. Bruno Fernandes is our captain. Bruno Fernandes is our best player. Fact. Without Bruno last year, we might have got relegated. Fact. But last year's not this year. And £100 million of pure cash into your football club, what could you do with that? And you look at the transfer window we're having. I said at the time I would do it. I still would do it. I love Bruno. It's not, you know, if I could say to Bruno, I'd say, look, you are our best player. You are our captain. You've had some unfair shit over the years. You've been very, very important to us. But we sold David Beckham to Real Madrid. We sold Yapstam. You know, we've done this sort of ruthlessness stuff in the past. It's for the greater good. You are a sacrificial lamb. It's Manchester United. It's not Bruno United. We're taking the money. And I'll tell you why. We'd do this if it was De Ligt. We'd do this if it was Mainoo. We'd do this if it was Ahmad. We'd take the 100 million because it's the money. With that money. And also, mate, you're not going to play as a number 10, which is your best position. I'm not sure you're a midfielder either. The captaincy is a loss, but some people would say you're not a great captain anyway. You're an okay captain. But with that 100 million pounds, I can get a goalkeeper, I can get a striker, and I can get someone like Richard Rios to play as a number 8. We're really grateful for you, and I'm really, really, really sad to see you go, because ultimately it's because you're so good. You're basically going to be the foundation for rebuilding this football club, and that's really sad. You are literally the sacrificial lamb. If you weren't so good, we wouldn't get this money, but we need it. This club's on its arse. We've hit rock bottom. I mean, if we're going to truly rebuild over the next 3 years, should we rebuild with £100 million, or should we rebuild with a guy that's 31? So that's my explanation. I would have took the money. Some people don't agree with that. I respect it. The flip side of the coin is you can't sell your captain. He's our best player. He's, you know, he loves the club. He's been massively consistent for us. And if you're having a rebuild, you need people like that, which is Amrim's point. I understand that. I respect that. I just wouldn't have done that. You know, I wouldn't have done it. And can we also just get our head in the room? This negotiation went on for 2-3 weeks. You can't blame fans for making a decision one way or the other. It wasn't like Al Hilal offered £100 million and it was rejected the next minute. They offered the money before the Europa League final. We had to play the Europa League final. I think it was before the Chelsea game, actually. They offered the money before the Chelsea game. He played the Chelsea game, the Europa League final. He went on the tour and he still didn't make his mind up. It was 2.5 weeks of making his mind up. So even he thought it through. So we can't be criticised as fans for going, well, we made our mind up while he was thinking it through. He's here. He's our captain. He has my full support. He has your full support. He's a great Manchester United player. And Amrim made the choice and he made the choice. But you can't have a go at people for going, I'd have took the money. That to me is stupid and very, very unfair. Maestro says, Amrim in an interview last season said we have to be brave in the transfer window. Not selling Bruno contradicted that. Well, only from your point of view and my point of view, from Amrim's point of view, selling Bruno was a non-negotiable. Now, if we'd been offered £100 million for Ahmad, he might have took it. He might not. If he'd been offered £100 million for Mainoo, he might have took it. But with Bruno, he didn't want to take it. And I respect that. But let's never forget, this summer transfer window is a joke so far. we could have had £100 million in our pocket at the start of June, because that deal needed to happen before the Club World Cup, which started in the middle of June. Good morning, Mark. It's 5:30 a.m. in South Florida, and I always watch the show when I get out of work in the morning. Thank you very much, Vinny, for tuning in. I hope you're doing well. Moyed says, every time I log on to X, Chelsea signs someone new, but Man United just keep getting closer to Mbeumo. This is depressing. Let's just hope something can happen this week. I'll sell Bruno, but think if we did, who's the face of United after? Remember, we're brand first FC, says J-Law. Mike JW says Bruno should have been sold. He's been inconsistent and we could have invested for players. I love Bruno, but he should have been sold, says Mike. Yeah, look, I think sometimes people try to justify things by I hate this and I love this, when actually sometimes you have to make a logical decision based on taking emotion out of it. I love Bruno Fernandes as a player, but I'm open to saying he's been crap and inconsistent at times, as much as I'm open to saying he's a game changer and he's brilliant at times. This was a financial transaction. I took the emotion out of it because the emotion clouds your judgment. It was purely financial. It was purely about the next 3 years, and it was purely about where he fits into this team. And I think one of the big issues I have with Bruno is he's a number 10 who's going to play in the centre midfield. I think there's better number eights out there than him that I could have bought with that money, and a goalkeeper and probably a striker. Michael says, what would you do if you're the owner? Resign, sell it, and let somebody else have a go. Definitely. Fantastic show this morning. Really enjoyed it. Quick fire, good conversation, good topics. And we would have got away with not talking about Mbeumo, Gyökeres, and Garnacho and Rashford if I hadn't mentioned the names at the very end, but we can edit that out. Thanks everybody for watching. You're absolute legends. We have got an 8 o'clock show for you tonight. Obviously, if anything goes on between, we'll let you know. I'm just about to drop a general football news video. In fact, I might be able to do it right now, so you can go straight over there and watch that. Hopefully you are a subscriber and viewer of That's Football. General football news transfer 10 minute video is just about to go up now, and it's a shocking bid from Arsenal. Thanks everyone for watching. Check That's Football out. I'll speak to you all in a bit. You should read out Bruno's player ratings before Christmas, as Robert McCormack. Oh, well, can you get that to me for 8 o'clock, and we'll revisit this in the 8 o'clock show. Thanks everyone. Speak to you all in a bit.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.